Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. In regards to this auspicious and a great day in the Islamic calendar, the 10th of Muharram, as we've been hearing for the last week or 2 weeks, in regards to the virtue of this day and the occurrence that happened during this day, the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, where we have heard that on this day, on the 10th of Muharram, Musa alayhi salatu was salam gained salvation from Fir'aun. But this is the day, the 10th of Muharram, the day of salvation, the day in which Musa alayhi salatu was salam dua was accepted. Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. To understand the virtue and the auspiciousness of this day, we have to go back in time. We just mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was saved on this day, gained salvation from Fir'aun and his army. To go back in the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he had to leave Egypt because of the tyranny, persecution of Fir'aun, and then he went to Madian, where he got married, he settled down for 10 years. Some riwayat, he married the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam. And upon returning to Egypt, then en route Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted him nubuwat. Where the distance he saw a fire, so to say, and he told his wife, Kuthu, that wait here little while. فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. He told his wife, wait here little while, I see some fire, I will bring some warmth for you. When he goes to the Tur and the Mount of Sina, there was a tajalli, the nur of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, that innaka bil wadi al muqaddasi tuwa. That, O Musa, you have come to a very sacred and honorable place. Fakhla'na alayk, remove your sandals. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, wa ana akhtartuka fastami' lima yuha. That, O my Musa, I have chosen you. So listen to the wahi. Innani an Allah. لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. That I am Allah تبارك وتعالى. There is no one worthy of worship besides me. وأقم الصلاة لذكري. And O Musa, established salah for my remembrance. There he was given nubuwat. Then Allah Ta'ala tasked him and gave him the duty of tabligh and da'wah. Now you go to Fir'aun and you give him the da'wah towards Islam. Right now Fir'aun wanted to take his life, but he returned as a Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the persecution, the tyranny of Fir'aun continued. As we see today right now in Gaza and Palestine, may Allah relieve them, may Allah ta'ala protect them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was born, Fir'aun at that time, sorcerers told him, magicians told him, fortune tellers told him, that a young boy will be born in your kingdom who will snatch away your kingdom from you. Therefore you should do something about it. It's mentioned in Kitab that Fir'aun at one given time slaughtered 70,000 babies. As we can see today what is happening, the blood of the Ummah that is flowing. So history will repeat itself. What does the Ummah do? How Allah Ta'ala counted this? How Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala opposed this? It's only when Haqq will come, the Noor of Haqq and the Right will come, justice will prevail, the Ummah will come out to A'mal, then Allah Ta'ala will make the decision of Hidayah. Then the winds of Nusrat and the help of Allah Ta'ala will blow. When the masjids become once again full with musallis at Fajr time, then even the Jews know about this, that the help of Allah will come. When the Ummah will wake up and the musallas and the masjids will be full, and the Ummah will come back onto haya and sharam, bashfulness and modesty. The same incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to Madian and there was a well where the shepherds would come and they would water, and they would give water to the animals to drink. So when he came there, then after the shepherds finished give water to the animals to drink, they took a rock and they blocked the mouth of the well. There were two young girls. You could not give the animals water to drink. So he asked him, "Khadbukhuma?" That was the problem. La nasqi. That we cannot give our animals water to drink. They have closed up the well. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, naturally Allah Ta'ala has given him a lot of strength. So one man alone, he lifted the rock up. And he allowed them to give the animals water to drink. These same two girls went back to their father, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. We encountered a very kind person, he helped us out. Go and call him. This incident also is mentioned in Quran Sharif. وَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. This young girl came to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, my father is calling you. Now he doesn't know the way. But look at her bashfulness, her modesty. So she told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, you don't know the way, you walk in front of me, I will walk behind you. I will walk behind you, and how I will direct you, I will take a pebble or a stone, and if I throw it to the right, then walk to the right. Throw it to the left, then you turn left. In this way she directed him. And it is the same, one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam that he married thereafter. So modesty, the effort of deen, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes back to Egypt. He comes as the Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, goes to Fir'aun. Allah ta'ala says, Fir'aun also speak to him, قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, in soft tones, in an amicable manner. Don't be rude. Even ulama explain, when it comes to the unjust, tyrannical rulers of the world, it's impermissible to make the ghibat also, to swear at them also. We make dua for the hidayat. So right now we find, we sit around and we say all these things about these people, rather we should make dua for them. If dua, that is Ya Allah, if hidayat written for them, Ya Allah give them hidayat. Hidayat not written for them, Ya Allah remove them. That's the effort of a Muslim. Not to sit now and analyze what will happen ahead. And time just passes by. This is the ummah of hidayat and qurbani. He goes back to Egypt, gives Fir'aun the da'wah, doesn't accept it. And things get even more difficult for Bani Israel. We hear in Quran over and over again, Bani Ya Bani Israel. Bani means children. Israel was the title of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, that means Abdullah, the slave of Allah. Israel means Allah, and Isra means the slave. So the children of the slave of Allah, the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jews were addressed with this title, Bani Israel. So they were being persecuted. So he went to Fir'aun to release them. He refused to. Then he made dua against Fir'aun. He made dua against Fir'aun. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions in Quran, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا فَاسْتَقِيمَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِي سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Musa alayhi salam made dua, and with him was his brother Harun. Here Mufassirin say that du'as are more accepted when it's done in congregation based upon this ayat. That he made du'a and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam said Ameen. So Allah Ta'ala revealed, Allah Ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ujibat da'watukuma, that your du'a has been already accepted. They say the acceptance of du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun only 40 years later. Allah Ta'ala in His hikmah and wisdom knows we are very خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ وَعَجُولًا. We have this haste in us. It must happen quickly. But Allah Ta'ala wants to see our a'mal. How much effort we are putting into it. Is it only success in this world? It's an effort for akhirat. 40 years later. Finally, Fir'aun persecution increases. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam goes through all the different stages in his life. Finally, he takes Bani Israel, the Jews, and he proceeds with them. And they come to the Red Sea. They come to the Red Sea, and there the shores, they turn around and they see the entire army of Fir'aun right at the heels. Bani Israel at that moment, the Jews also, oh Musa, what have you done to us? Was this a plot against us to kill us? They also weren't loyal people. From the time of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, how many Anbiya they had murdered and killed the Jews? So it's nothing new, there's blood on their hands. This will continue also. So here they say to the Nabi of the time, where have you brought us? We have the sea in front, and this was the tent of Muharram. We have the sea in front, and we have Fir'aun behind us. Do you wish to kill us like flies, as you say, like rats, like mice? Musa alayhi salatu is the Nabi of Allah. We learn many lessons. One is modesty. One is making dua. One is making effort. And now he comes to the Red Sea, Iman and Yaqeen. So he turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Musa, do you to kill us? Just as they will catch up with us. You will murder us. Kalla, never. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdi. Verily my Allah is with me. Allah will guide me. Fawhayna ila Musa anidrib bi'asaka al-bahr. We send wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to strike the ocean, strike the sea. Here we learn from this incident iman and yaqeen. to trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we do the right thing, Allah will do the right thing also. We can't do the wrong thing in our lives and expect Allah to do the right thing. O Musa, strike the ocean with your stick. When he threw it before, a stick that was dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed that stick into a serpent. Full anatomy, brain is inner, his outer was a snake. Allah ta'ala has a qudrat and power. The same stick, lifeless. My Allah will guide me. That is Musa alayhi salatu salam and the Jews Bani Israel. When he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this ummah, Allah says in Quran Sharif, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the cave, in Ghar Thawr, and the Quraysh and the Kuffar were just as the opening at the of that cave about to see them. So Abu Bakr Siddiq got a bit afraid. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, Wahi came down, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. That, oh Abu Bakr, don't grieve, don't be fearful, Allah is with us. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inna ma'iya, Allah is with me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, for this ummah, Allah is with us. Allah will be with the ummah till Qiyamah, as long as the ummah is upon the commands of Allah. But that Nabi of Allah also, Allah's help was with him. Allah says, strike the ocean, he struck the ocean on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Allah opened 12 parts completely. فَنْفَلَقَ is mentioned about the ocean opened up and it became like walls of water. 12 parts. Bani Israel passed through. For the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when they went to Persia, and Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu was the Amir. And they say when he came to the Euphrates, a mass of water, and they could not pass over, there were no boats. Salman Farsi was in the same Jamaat, Abu Huraira was there also. They say, we see Sa'd ibn Waqas, who was the leader, commander of the army, he raises his hands, and he makes dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The narrator says, dua accepted. Because Sa'd ibn Waqas was the first Sahabi to fire an arrow in the path of Allah. When he fired the arrow, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made two duas for Sa'd. Allahumma saddid ramyahu wa ajib da'watahu. Oh my Allah, when Sa'ad has to fire, he must hit bullseye. And when he makes dua, ya Allah accept it. So he raised his hands and he made dua, and then he made tashkil, that who's ready to jump in the water with his horse. Long incident, the entire army of almost 12,000 mujahideen, sahaba ikram, jump in the water with the horses. Bani Israel, they walked on the bed of the ocean. Sahaba-i-Karam, they ran over the ocean with their horses. And the hooves didn't get wet also. The Sahabi says, when the horses got tired and they stopped in the middle of the water mass, then a piece of earth, of ground would come up for the horse to take a rest. This is the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So on this day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave victory and salvation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama say, on this day we take our time. Come to the masjid. Come early, at least asr to maghrib salah, and make dua for our own salvation, from our own habits, and salvation for our qabr, for our maut, and for the ummah at large also. This is a day in sharia, we say tafa'ul, and good omen is permissible, to take a good omen. That ya Allah, this day you accepted dua, you accept our duas also. So we have plenty of duas to make. But today is the day, the Masturat ladies at home, encourage them also. We got Rosa, many brothers are fasting. We come for Asr Salah, come early, make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his nation that were tyrannical till today now, Allah will also grant salvation to the Ummah right now in Palestine, Sudan, Kashmir, India, different parts of the world. Allah Ta'ala protect the Ummah and give us sufi to make dua today, inshallah. Subhanakallah.